So today we're going to pray for the officials of Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr. Bryn Mawr is basically a suburb of Loma Linda community, and it only has 220 people living there because it's a suburb. It used to be part of Redlands, was a different area, and then different things happened, and so it was annexed under Loma Linda. Parts of the original Bryn Mawr was then also put into Redlands. So it's a suburb. So we'll be praying for that. Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr governed by District 3 Supervisor of the of San Bernardino County, Don Rowe. The school district they run under is Redlands Unified School District, and there are two members up for election. Their population is 25,000. Overall crime grade is D+. The top issues that they deal with are drug crimes at 12%, vandalism at 9%, and theft at 6%. Some of the unique things about Loma Linda, it's primarily, most of their churches are Seventh-day Adventists, so it's a huge major place for that. The Loma Linda University and Medical Center are there, and it's a National Center of Health and Wellness and Research. The city council comprises of 5 members. They are elected to 4-year terms, and the mayor at present is Phil Dupper. Ron Daly is the mayor pro tem. Rhodes Rigsby is a council member. John Leonard and Bhavin Jindal are also council members. This particular year, the seats that are available are for the mayor and the mayor pro tem. The candidate list, besides the mayor and the mayor pro tem, is Phil Dupper again, Ronald Daly again, and Bernadine Irwin. So the only person that's coming up and in the election that wouldn't be the mayor and pro tem is Bernadine Irwin. So Lord, we come before you and we thank you for these people who have served, some since 2010, which shows that people still like them and still want them. At least we hope that's the case. And so we're coming in agreement with the 7 strong prayers for city leaders that came from Connect Us website. And according to Ezekiel 33:7, Heavenly Father, we pray for these city leaders and the open positions and the re-elections, that you would give them responsibility to watch and guide over Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr that they serve or will serve, and or the school district that they will serve. Lord, just as you told Prophet Ezekiel that you have made him watchman for the people of Israel, we pray for these city leaders that they will be godly watchmen and watchwomen over your creation. We pray that just as you renewed Ezekiel's call as watchman, we pray that you will renew the call for every city leader in Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr. And according to Colossians 3:2, we pray against city leaders who are driven by any satanic kingdom principles in Jesus' name. Lord, please transform their thinking and destroy their waywardness, anything that they've been deceived by, the blood of Jesus. Help these city leaders to put on the mind of Christ, because your word says to set your mind on things above and not on the things of the earth. So, Father, help every city leader to set their mind on what you've called them to according to your will and purpose. And help them look for ways to improve the crime grade that exists right now, the drugs, vandalism, theft. And sometimes that drugs can happen due to the access to pharmaceutical drugs. So we pray, God, that nothing will happen at the hospital level, and any administrators that are elected or people that oversee the hospital, that they too will look into that and make them accountable. And according to Joshua 1:7, we pray for supernatural strength for these leaders. We pray that you raise them up like Joshua, that they can be leaders of great courage. Lord, help them not to fear the decisions that they have to make, because you are with them. We ask that you will help them to be strong and of good courage, and they will observe to do according to all you have commanded them. And according to Proverbs 2:6 and 2 Chronicles 20:12, we bless you, Father, because you are the Lord over every city, and you are the Lord over Loma Linda. You are the Lord over Bryn Mawr. We pray for these cities, that even though they may not know, the leaders may not know what to do in tough times, their eyes will be fixed on you. Grant them wisdom and help them to remember that it is you who gives wisdom, because from your mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Lord, for granting wisdom to the leaders and to become the leaders of Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr. According to 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, we pray for your grace over these city leaders. We recognize that your grace is sufficient to keep them. We ask God that through your power, they will be made perfect in their weakness. Let your divine power rest on each of them in Jesus' name, even when they are insulted, criticized, persecuted. In their weakness, then they are strong. Thank you, Lord. And Father, according to Galatians 6, 9 and Psalm 37, 4, Heavenly Father, we bless your name over these cities and for these city leaders that you appoint and people elect. We pray that they will not grow weary for doing good, but in due season they will reap all the things they strive for, because your word says that you will give us the desires of our hearts. So God, we ask that you would grant them their desires for the city you have made them to rule over. And we pray that you will help them to not give up, even when things look tough and the pathway has many obstacles. Help them to find a way around it, especially when it is for the good of the people and for the land that you have given them the supervision over. And then lastly, we pray Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 3. Your word says that if they are faithful in obeying the voice of the Lord, that you, God, will set on high above all the nations of the earth. You will set them on high. So therefore, God, we pray that every city leader will obey your voice, and that blessing shall come upon them when they do, and it would overtake them in Jesus' name. We declare that that blessed shall every leader be in this city of Loma Linda and Bryn Mawr that they serve. And these are the prayers of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.